In a dusty Illinois courthouse in 1858, Abraham Lincoln declared, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." These prophetic words would define not just his career, but America's bloodiest chapter. Lincoln's journey from frontier poverty to presidential greatness represents one of history's most profound moral evolutions. Born in 1809 in a dirt-floored Kentucky cabin, young Lincoln witnessed slavery firsthand, recalling seeing people chained together, images that remained with him for life. Despite minimal formal education, Lincoln possessed an insatiable hunger for knowledge that his stepmother Sarah recognized and championed, unlike his father, who would slash him for reading instead of working. Through books like the Bible, Aesop's Fables, and especially Lindley Murray's The English Reader, Lincoln absorbed ideas about justice, perseverance, and moral courage that would later define his presidency. His religious upbringing exposed him to Baptist preachers who condemned slavery as inconsistent with the spirit of Christianity, planting seeds that would later blossom into his determination that if he ever got a chance to hit slavery, I'll hit it hard. Lincoln's political career began at 23 with an unsuccessful run for the Illinois legislature. After succeeding in 1834, he moved to Springfield, joined the bar, and befriended Joshua Speed. While building his law practice, Lincoln grew concerned about the mobocratic spirit threatening America. His 1838 Lyceum address warned that the greatest danger to the Republic came from within, from wild and furious passions overwhelming constitutional order. In March 1837, Lincoln took his first public stand against slavery, declaring it founded on both injustice and bad policy, a bold position in 1830s Illinois where anti-black prejudice dominated. Though initially supporting colonization as a potential solution, his fundamental moral opposition never wavered. "I am naturally anti-slavery," he later wrote. "If slavery is not wrong, nothing is wrong." This deep moral conviction guided his evolution from cautious politician to the great emancipator. The 1850s brought the slavery debate to a boiling point. The Kansas-Nebraska Act of 1854 aroused Lincoln as never before, propelling him back into politics with moral purpose. He positioned himself between Southern slavery defenders and Northern abolitionists, questioning how anyone opposing black oppression could favor degrading immigrants. Preparing for his 1858 Senate challenge against Stephen Douglas, Lincoln delivered his House Divided speech despite warnings. "I would rather be defeated with disexpression than be victorious without it." Their debates revealed stark differences. Douglas embraced white supremacy, while Lincoln maintained that black people were entitled to all the natural rights enumerated in the Declaration. Though Lincoln lost the Senate race, these debates elevated his national profile. His 1860 Cooper Union address, arguing the founders intended to prevent slavery spread, established him as a presidential contender, with Horace Greeley's Tribune noting, "No man ever before made such an impression on his first appeal to a New York audience." Lincoln's 1860 election triggered Southern secession, with Confederate VP Stevens declaring their nation founded on white supremacy. Despite pressure to compromise, Lincoln opposed slavery's expansion, seeing confrontation as inevitable. While he initially framed the conflict as preserving the Union, even in his 1862 letter to Horace Greeley, he had already drafted the Emancipation Proclamation. After the Union victory at Antietam, Lincoln revealed his covenant with God to issue the proclamation if Union forces prevailed. Upon signing it on January 1, 1863, an exhausted Lincoln remarked, "If my name ever goes into history, it will be for this act, and my whole soul is in it." This decision transformed the war's meaning, with Frederick Douglass calling the struggle invested with sanctity. The proclamation strengthened the Union internationally and evolved Lincoln from Union preserver to liberator. The summer of 1863 brought pivotal victories at Gettysburg and Vicksburg, even as the war's toll mounted and the Lincolns grieved for Willie. In November, Lincoln delivered his iconic Gettysburg Address, 272 words that distilled his thinking by fusing scripture with American ideals. By anchoring the nation's founding in 1776 rather than 1787, Lincoln elevated the Declaration's equality principle above all. 47 years ago framed American politics as a moral undertaking, transforming the war from a constitutional struggle into a new birth of freedom. Lincoln's 1864 re-election became a referendum on this vision. Despite early political peril, the fall of Atlanta transformed his prospects, leading to victory. With the election secured, he focused on abolishing slavery through the 13th Amendment, calling it a king's cure for all the evils and a great moral victory for the country and world. Lincoln's second inaugural address of March 4, 1865, just 701 words, represented his deepest theological reflection on the Civil War. He noted how both sides read the same Bible and pray to the same God, suggesting slavery was a national sin for which God punished both North and South. The address culminated in his famous call, "With malice toward none, with charity for all, let us strive on to finish the work we are in to bind up the nation's wounds." After the speech, when guards blocked Frederick Douglass due to his race, Lincoln personally welcomed him. "Here comes my friend Douglass." As Richmond fell, Lincoln walked through the Confederate capital where freed slaves gathered. When some knelt before him, he responded, "Don't kneel to me. You must kneel to God only." On April 11, Lincoln delivered his final public address, outlining Reconstruction plans and arguing for limited black suffrage, particularly for educated black men and veterans. 4 days later, an assassin's bullet ended his vision. On April 14, 1865, Good Friday, John Wilkes Booth, a 26-year-old actor consumed by white supremacy, shot Lincoln at Ford's Theater. Lincoln died the next morning, with Secretary of War Edwin Stanton declaring, "Now he belongs to the ages." The assassination became interpreted through political and religious lenses, with Easter services becoming occasions for national grief. Freed black Americans mourned deeply. One man told Laura Town he had lost a friend, calling Lincoln Uncle Sam, the best friend ever I had. Frederick Douglass offered a nuanced assessment, "Measuring him by the sentiment of his country, a sentiment he was bound as a statesman to consult, he was swift, zealous, radical, and determined." Lincoln's moral evolution represents America's ongoing journey toward justice. From his early protest against slavery in 1837 to suggesting voting rights for black veterans in his final address, Lincoln demonstrated the growth that democracy requires. This transformation manifested in the Emancipation Proclamation, his support for the 13th Amendment, and his relationship with Frederick Douglass. Lincoln's greatest legacy may be showing that moral progress remains possible through conscience, courage, and compassion. His journey from opposing slavery's expansion to embracing emancipation reflects the potential for both personal and national transformation. His example demonstrates that leadership requires not just steadfast principles, but the wisdom to evolve, proving that even in our darkest hours, one individual's conscience can bend the moral arc of a nation toward justice.